From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Two dozen Russians have been blacklisted by the United States in response to Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. VOA Capitol Hill correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy suggested the sanctions are a welcome break from the Trump White House turning a blind eye to Russian meddling.
Oh, it's way overdue. I mean, this administration has gone out of their way to ignore all the attacks that Russia has made on us. Our intelligence services have made it very clear they try to alter our elections, and there's no question they'll try it again.
The sanctions penalize Russian hackers, cyber trolls, and spy agencies by freezing assets and prohibiting Americans from doing business with them.
The Trump administration, for the first time, imposed those fresh sanctions, directly blaming Russia for election interference. It is also joining harsh international condemnation of Russia for a nerve agent attack in Britain blamed on Moscow. On Thursday, the U.S. government joined those of Britain, France, and Germany in backing London's conclusion, holding Russia responsible for the nerve gas attack. The joint statement says there is no plausible alternative explanation, and Russia's failure to address the legitimate request by the government of the United Kingdom further underlines Russia's responsibility. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russia will soon expel British diplomats in retaliation for British Prime Minister Theresa May's plan to expel 23 Russian diplomats. This is VOA News. Special Counsel Robert Mueller widening his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election has subpoenaed documents at the Trump administration, or organization, that is, President Trump's global business empire. A days-old pedestrian bridge across a busy Miami-Florida highway collapsed Thursday, crushing a number of cars. Police say there is a full search and rescue operation underway at the site. Several cranes and police dogs are part of the rescue effort. As the Syrian army continues to make inroads into the last major stronghold in the area, thousands of civilians in rebel-held Ghouta have been leaving in droves. After the Syrian army opened a corridor following a late-night advance, the civilians were seen fleeing to an area held by the Syrian government. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho is heading to Sweden on a mission that could set the stage for a possible summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Ri will have 2 days of talks with Swedish Foreign Minister Margot Wallström.
If there's a breakthrough, and I think what we can expect here is to look at the North Korean interest. What are they expecting from these talks? What are the demands from the North Koreans? And I don't think we're going to get a date. I don't think we're going to get a location. These are very much preliminary talks. And Ri Yong-ho is the foreign minister of North Korea, which in position that is relatively weak. And to be taking any serious decision, we have to have somebody from the party participating. So this is, as I see it, very much at the preliminary stage at this moment.
Sweden represents diplomatic interests for the United States, Canada, and Australia through its embassy in North Korea. Authorities in the South American city, state of Colombia say they have arrested a Cuban national suspected of plotting to kill American diplomats on behalf of the Islamic State terrorist group. The suspect is Raul Gutierrez. He appeared in a court in Bogota on Thursday and was ordered held without bail on charges of terrorism and conspiracy. He's pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors say Gutierrez, who is in Colombia illegally, planned to attack Bogota's exclusive Zona Rosa, a densely populated area frequently visited by American tourists and diplomats. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.